Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages. Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and sometimes hot sauce. Yum. Hey, y'all. Happy New Year. 2023. Here we go. Happy to see all y'all out there. Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, but you can call me Roro here. Ooh. They're popping tonight. My man with the baby blues, the blue-eyed Barbadian JoJo.
Oh, happy 2023. Let's didgeridoo.
A big happy new year to Randy in the chat. Randy, Randy streaming on both YouTube and Twitch at the same time. Sir,
juicing
double
those numbers.
Trouble. Juice us up, baby.
Join us in creating excellence.
Oh, my gosh. JoJo, how are you? How's your new year so far?
You know, it's pretty solid. I am excited. I'm snacking right now because I'm hitting a New Year's resolution already.
What is it?
And I exercised today. And
that's good.
It really fucked me up. I got to tell you that right now. And I realize I'm jumping ahead here, but I'm going to need to up my beverage game appropriately.
Not getting hydrated enough, are you?
Like, I don't,
your
I
wife
don't
has
so.
Shared with us before in the past.
Maybe that's just it. Maybe that's all, but I'm also need a little snack. I think I need some drinkable calories. That's what I'm...
Drinkable calories? Protein shake?
Perhaps.
You're going to get on
maybe
those protein shakes?
Maybe just carbo loading.
We really haven't done protein shakes ever. I feel like we did muscle milk, right?
No, we haven't. We've talked about it.
We should do muscle milk.
I'm ready.
I actually want to do muscle milk soon.
I need to do it soon. I need to do it pronto. Otherwise, I'm going to wither away.
Wow.
These guns are going to have to go back in the safe. You know what I mean?
What? We can't even talk about what kind of working out you're doing. But no. You do need to stay hydrated, and you could use some protein or muscle milk will give you all that. Let's put our heads together and figure out. Let's get some sort of protein shake or muscle milk on the schedule for the next week or two.
I love that.
And then let's get in January. Let's do some sort. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great idea. You know, yeah, that's exactly right. So we didn't really even see each other much over the holidays, but I have to say you got a great looking hat on right now.
Thanks to you, my friend. Well, let's just, shall we get into it right now? You laced me up with the sweetest Christmas gifts of all time, and I'm here to share them right now, starting with this Barks Ooh. With Bite hat. I'm a big fan of the root beer, and I feel very good in this hat.
You look good. You look like a sea captain in Candyland, maybe.
That's what I want. And if my beard gets bigger.
Yes.
You know what? I also feel like if my beard gets a little bigger, I also feel like I could be... I don't know if it's like... I know I'm on Nantucket, but I don't know what my job is. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's famously a job available on Nantucket.
Which is?
Oh, you don't know the old limerick?
There once was a man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the limerick.
Well, you'll figure it out eventually. Apply, you know, put some applications in, hand that CV around.
No, but do you know what I mean? There is like a, I'm not wearing the right top, but if my beard was a little bigger, there is some sort of Nantucket vibes I could bring with this.
I love that. Yep. Yes.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if I'm like, I don't know if I'm like crabbing or if I'm like kind of a weird, cool painter that gets along with the crabbers. Do you know what I mean?
See.
But there's something there. Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're heading down to the docks. You're painting every boat in that slip. and you're maybe training that for mussels and crabs.
I paint boats and drink root beer. Boats.
Yes.
And maybe I really drink root beer, but I spike it with something.
Yeah, or maybe people just assume you do. But secretly, you're just like, no, well, just enjoy a sweet treat from now
just like, and just like my root
once
beer.
In a while.
Yeah. Just like my Burks. So this was numero uno. All right. I'm going to pull another JoJo gift. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, look at this beauty of a root beer tapper magnet. Look at that beaut.
It's the marquee of the of the arcade game from Midway or something.
God, it is a Bally Midway production. Anyways, that was so sweet. I'm going to pause on another one of your gifts for a minute because that might make more sense in a few
minutes. That's a fair point.
A little later. But I do want to show you something that Santa brought in my stocking. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I got to get it ready. I don't know why I didn't have this ready to go. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Oh, hi there, friend.
Hello.
Look at this little cozy for my cans.
Hold on a second. And can you use it like a mug? Can you slip your arms right in those pits?
Yeah.
Some thumbs and pits action. Mm-hmm. Do you go all the way around?
So it's like a little puffy jacket koozie.
That's adorable.
I got it in blue and then I got it in red.
Oh my gosh, you got both in your stocking.
I got both in my stocking.
That's cute.
So that's pretty fun. And then, I'll get to some more gifts momentarily. We can dive into that right now, unless you had something else you wanted to do before we get to...
Let's see. We can. I also got I did get a beverage hat, not from Roro. He got me a delightful holiday thermos that I don't have on my person.
Yeah.
That's like one of the old-time ones with the twist-off mug, and you can put a hot beverage in there and just, you know, cocoa all the year round.
Cocoa all the year round.
And also something that is named after me.
Yes.
Da Bomb Hot Sauce.
Oh, God, yes.
It's beyond insanity. I'm super nervous. I'm sweating looking at it. It's made in America. Started with hot habanero peppers and blended them with smoky chipotle and natural pepper extract and created a sauce that was lab tested at 135,000 Scoville units.
That sounds like that's some heat.
Children.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
So, yeah, 135,000. I'll look it up. We'll get that Scoville scale going. But yes. I got some other beverage-related gifts that I thought I would toss out here because, we hadn't talked. I also got a beverage hat from my friend Nate, and it feels very perfect for tonight since we're chugging beers on the show.
Let me see it.
Let's see.
Are you opening the beers?
Well, you got a couple of cans of Freedom in there.
Oh, good God.
I don't know if it's going to fit with the cans of my headphones, but...
Look at that.
Boy.
Just take those cans off. You don't need them for a minute.
You're right. Okay.
Just keep talking. We can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, I put the extra foam in there so they're nice and snug.
Are those cans all white, by the way?
The cans are... They have, like, American flags on them.
Okay, that's nice.
They say Freedom on them. I probably shouldn't be selling those.
I saw some Budweisers, and they were all white at a party recently, and I didn't take a closer look, and I really regret that. If anyone knows what those are, looking
some
good.
Some Bud White.
Is it Bud White?
I don't know. It should be.
I bet it is Bud White.
Yeah, and Nate also gave me something we're going to do on the show. Which is the Pocky One Chip Challenge.
Oh, fuck yeah. Great.
If we want, we can watch some TikToks and stuff about it on today's episode.
I think we do that maybe the episode we do to get really scared before we do it.
This Bad Larry's apparently 2 million Scoville units, which is four times that of a jalapeno pepper.
That feels like something we want to do together, right? In person.
Yeah, we got to do it together.
How many chips are in that? Do I need to get a Pocky?
Yeah, I'll get you one. It's on me. I'd be happy to get you one. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So a jalapeno is 8,000. This hot sauce you got me is 130,000.
So that's good.
That's good. Seems like a good jump up. A Serrano being 10,000 to 25,000. So it's like eating 10 to 15 Serrano chili peppers.
Honestly, that seems like something that might be good if done right. That doesn't seem just insane, right? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Well, yeah, certainly. Certainly. But I guess that's...
Well, yeah, for the listeners, by the way, I don't think we ever described your gift that you got. Jojo is wearing a Viking hat that you put two beers in and go to a football game in, basically.
That's right. It's a Viking foam dome. It's black, though. It's not affiliated with the Minnesota Vikings.
Or is it?
No,
it's not.
Could be. Okay. Looks like it was purchased at TJ Maxx, if anybody's out there shopping for their own, based on the torn off little sticker on there. So pretty excited to put it to work. I haven't yet. I guess I'm inadvertently in a dry January. I didn't even sip these open beers just now.
Interesting.
I don't think I've drank since New Year's.
Now, did you, I boozed, I don't want to say I boozed pretty hard over the holidays, but I boozed consistently. Like there was many days of boozing, you know what I mean? In a row, if not every day in a row.
I think it was every day. And I got to say, we did the second year in a row of a New Year's Eve tradition now, now, because we did it twice. We're developing a pattern of buying a flight of wines, of just random wines, like putting it together based on what sounds good or if you can get the person at the store. Last year, we got a great person at Silver Lake Wine to just be like, oh, what do you like? And my sister-in-law said, I like this. And so he built a whole flight around that. So we had like a whole range of wines and then we made a menu around it. And so then you're just eating and drinking wine and you can make it till midnight easily because it gets tough as you get older. Sure. This year, I went to a spot called Wine and Eggs in Atwater Village.
I mean, just eggs. That doesn't make sense to me. Why is it called Wine and Eggs?
I don't know.
Sounds horrible.
It's like a little kind of hipster market.
But do they have eggs?
They did. They had one. They had one carton of eggs, and they were like fancy multicolored eggs. Maybe they were duck eggs. And then they do have groceries, like some small time, you know, little produce section in the middle. Some like pickles and jams and such along the wall. And then the other wall is all wine and booze, but it's very highly curated. The thing was, the people who worked there didn't know anything at all.
Stop it. You don't have a fucking place called Wine and Eggs.
Yeah.
You better know every bottle and every egg in that goddamn place.
This was 2 days before New Year's Eve and they had the egg people on the shift.
Jeez.
I don't know what's going on. And only like, I'd say one out of every 10 bottles had a little tasting notes on it. So we got a couple of
those. Let's just say you won't be going back, I don't think.
I have $50 left on a gift card, so I'll be going back to spend that.
Okay.
But otherwise, I don't think I will. It's kind of interesting. Almost everything there was basically reminded me of the flavor profile of orange wine that we drank on the show.
Oh, sure.
It does feel like it's hitting a certain trend that... that's kind of their number one vibe.
Did what kind of spirits?
No heavy duty ones.
What kind of spirits were there?
They had all kinds, but also a small curated selection. But they had tequila and
name brand stuff, or was it all pretty like boutique-y?
Boutique. I didn't recognize any of them, which was cool.
I'm intrigued. I'm just angry they didn't know anything about anything.
It was something else because we were just standing there in front of the wines for like half an hour with a questionable parking situation going on as well. Like I parked in a lot I probably shouldn't have, but it turned out fine. That, you know, just kind of sweating, looking at all these being like, I have no idea what any of these are because they're from like all over the world with a lot of, and even then I was like, oh, I like Zinfandels. And so I bring it up and I was like, is there anything like this? She's like, oh, well, this is kind of like this other one that you got, which was nothing. Anyway, it was, and she was describing the flavor of it. And I was like, that's nothing like what I want out of Zinfandel wine. Anyway, but it worked out great. Still had a delicious time.
Great.
And I look forward to doing it again. It was a blast.
That's very fun.
Well, I drank every day. Winter warmers, had them, still had syrup left over from Thanksgiving. I don't know if that's okay.
Oof, maybe.
I ran it through like a cheesecloth to get some of the like fruity bits out, like sediment.
Great. It'll only make you stronger.
That's what I said. And I don't know. That was it. Whiskey in my stocking, drank some of that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, let's get to, I want to get to our vision board.
Oh, this the new is what year, the new year is all about.
Exactly.
Thank you.
We ended the year on a high note. And that high note is we had a buzzball Christmas.
Fucking A, we did.
Thank you to everybody that joined us on that ride. And that means that we get to kick off the new year pulling something off this board. And don't that feel nice?
It's a beautiful thing. So get it gone. Get it
bye-bye.
Gone.
Bye-bye. It's gone.
I also just want to say Buzzball Christmas was a fucking blast. I hope I want to do it every year. I hope everybody did one on their own time. And if you did and you didn't call in and leave a voicemail, there's no expiration date on that.
No.
You can call in and tell us what your favorite flavor of Buzzball was, who puked from drinking too many. I got hungover the next day, but I also wanted a Buzzball at like 11 p.m. that night.
You know what's interesting is we, Brian and Brian's question, I gave him the leftover Buzzballs, and there was a chalk tease in there. And him and his family had it and seemed to like it. And
just
I think
around the table, everyone's like a little.
That's a new tradition. But I'm just really surprised at how non-offensive the chalk tease was to seemingly everyone that's had it. And I think it was Brian that mentioned it had a Bailey's note, which I don't know if anyone else mentioned during Buzzball Christmas, which I'm very curious about. But Brian said it did feel very festive, too, which is cool. And the other thing about Buzzballs that I wanted to mention is I've sort of been craving the chili mango one. It really grew on me.
Yes, it is it was the most intense flavor, and it is the one that did, when I was thinking about it after the fact, when people would ask, like, well, what was it like, or were there any good ones? I was kind of like, yeah, the chili, because I had all the other ones I had were the fruit ones, which were gross. The chili mango, while it kind of tasted like pine trees to me,
yeah,
was also kind of yummy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Romy on that. Well.
I mean, I have a great excuse. I don't know when I'm seeing Romy next. I got to get to work with her. But I will have those ready to go in the studio next time she shows up.
Yes.
And just see what happens.
You need the Buzzball fridge in the studio.
I do and I don't.
I think you do.
I do and I don't. To me, the Buzzball fridge, well, it's a great conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think. Right when you said that, I was like, the only person that would appreciate that is Romy. And then other artists might be like, why does this guy have a Buzzball thing? But actually, I do feel like it's pretty funny, no matter how you slice it, actually.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think you need this.
Do you think they have a Buzzball fridge?
I'm trying to look it up on the internet, and it looks like the answer is no.
They might make one for me.
They better.
Huh.
I want this for you.
I don't know how bad I want it. There's part of me that's screaming inside, you want this. And then there's other part that's like, this is a bad idea.
The only thing I would be worried about is what if it only holds Buzzballs and it turns into sort of a Twilight Zone situation or for Faustian bargain. You really wanted this thing and now you've gotten it, but all it can hold is Buzzballs, which you maybe only want once.
The idea that you would even consider putting anything besides Buzzballs in it is what's blowing my top right now.
Oh, I'm just thinking, wouldn't you want a little mini fridge in the studio?
And mini
the
fridge is great. No, but it only works if it's stocked with beautiful Buzzballs and look. I'm not going to have my like LaCroix and stuff in it, although I probably should. That's probably nice.
But what if it's like Buzzball shaped on the outside, but the inside is a normal fridge?
I'll reach out to them.
Okay. Yeah, hit up your contact.
You know what? I am going to reach out to them.
Why not?
And be like, listen, I'm a music producer and an artist I work with is a big fan of your products.
And, so much so that.
It might have drank them when they were underage. They're not underage anymore. Anyways, I thought it'd be really cool if I could have one of your fridges in my studio, because now I'm a big fan of Buzz Balls, and I just think it would be great marketing for you guys and kind of get into the, you know, the music industry. I don't know if you guys know, but when Red Bull first launched, they were giving them to every artist and music producer in the land to get them into the music studio. So it was a big part of their marketing push. So I just think you guys start with me, because you know I like them. And here's a clip of us having a Buzzball Christmas. I think they're sending me a fridge.
I think so, too. I feel like you're burying the lead with the Buzzball Christmas piece of this. But I may be biased.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, it's off the vision board. And that's
it's
really
off
all
the
that
vision
matters.
Board. And you know what that means? Oh, my gosh. This is what's kind of cool about this. The Dreams Come True Manifestation Board. Oh, it's starting to... That look how big of a difference adding that tree to the board. It actually looks like we've done something now.
It does.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dreams have come true.
Much like a Christmas tree, it's this pop of color, and it's a nice centerpiece on this manifestation board, as we refuse to call it.
Mm. And so, which brings me to one other thing right now. So JoJo, one of his other gifts... It was a tremendous gift. You gave me some Charman hot sauces.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is incredible. This does not mean that we can take it off of the board yet.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think so, because we haven't done it on the show. That's what I want to talk to you about.
We haven't booked it. You're right.
I didn't rip these off the board yet. You have brought them into the orbit. Once we try them, we will have manifested that dream. I'm so excited, though. So we do need to do this very soon so we can pull it off the board.
I've almost cracked. I got the same three for myself so that we have them ready to go. They're sitting in my cupboard, though, and every single day I want to rip those.
Let's do it next week, then, I think. Because this does seem silly that we can't dig into these.
We need to. Yeah, it does make sense that the whole of January should really be about manifesting dreams and hitting some resolutions,
And thank you for this. This was such a tremendous, sweet gift. And I'm very excited for these.
You're so welcome. I was up in Ojai and bought them.
That's crazy. There. And the other thing I was thinking of, you got the Jägermeisters.
That's right. A couple weeks before Christmas.
Which, can I tell you, in my mind, that was another Christmas gift that you gave me. So I just want you to know that it felt like a bonus Jonas for me.
This is where we are dads, because sometimes, like, running an errand is a gift, you know? And so I accept.
Great. It's beautiful.
I can't wait to do that. I'm going to wear this Viking helmet, whether I'm drinking them out of it or not, when we do the Jägermeister cold brew.
Yeah, we got to do that soon, too. You know what? I want to just put this out there. I think the rest of the month looks like Charman, some sort of protein milk drink, and Jägermeister coffee liqueur.
Yes.
I really think that that's what our January looks like. Unless you don't want to drink booze in January.
That may be. I don't think so. I mean, I think I will want to. It's going to be fine.
Okay, I'm
not sweating it. And... Great. In particular for the show, any resolution can be broken for the show. I don't even have a dry January resolution. We're only on day 4.
Yeah.
And this is just an accident.
I'm definitely not doing dry January. I'm keeping it wet.
So look, can you go back to the other manifestation board?
Beep, bop.
Okay. Not only are there things coming off of the board, we're making some space. For new dreams, and new realities.
Yeah.
Now, all right, there's one on here that we haven't talked about in a while. And it's not the Iceman. And it's not your Tapper.
I was literally going to say it, the Iceman?
No, he's chilling. Now, what I'm looking at here is number one at food and drink. Now, that is in the Twitch charts, my people.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the twitchiness of all of this in a while.
If you haven't
been joining on Twitch or YouTube, but mostly on Twitch, come on down. Mm. And also, as you may have noticed, we like doing these sometimes. We like to keep you on your toes, and sometimes we'll do the live streams at other times of the day.
Sure.
So if a consensus of you also seems to be saying a certain time might be good for you, let us know, and we'll fire it up, and we'll make sure you know that it's happening. And
it.
come join. It's a good time. You can also just come follow us here and get, so you get all the alerts and business in case you can make it happen. But we can make, I still feel confident we can make that happen. You know?
Okay, I love it. I'm glad you brought that up. I love it. I'm just getting excited looking at this, knowing that Charman's going to fly off, Cold Brew's going to fly off, High Seltzer I want to get off here.
Yes. Ina Garten is going to fly off of here. I have such a good feeling about this. The holidays are over. Don't you think she hates February?
Loathes.
And I think all she wants to do is have cocktail hour with us.
I mean, look at the size of that cocktail in her hand right there.
I mean,
well,
she's, yeah. She's
we talk about my memory sometimes on this show.
Mm-hmm.
How do we book guests? How do we get this Iceman off this board? Can you remind me?
We just got to get an ice hookup.
Okay. All. Great. I didn't know if it was this exact gentleman that we were trying to get onto the show.
You made this graphic, and that is up there. So that's your own doing. You tried to leave yourself alone.
It looks like someone that I would want to have on the show. You know what I mean?
That makes sense why you did it. You tried to leave yourself a little trail of breadcrumbs, but then you forgot what bread was, I think is the problem here.
Yeah.
You made something that you thought might resonate with your brain, but it's just not. And that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. All right. So that's the vision board. Let's.
Anything you want to add onto here? Do you have any stuff you want to, that you're looking forward to throwing out?
I don't know yet. I really need to see it clear out.
Okay.
I'm really most excited, honestly, to get to clear it out a little bit. And then I can look at it, envision it a little bit more.
I appreciate that.
Let's, before we get into tonight's Bevs, let's talk a little bit about the rap contest, which is winding down. And we have decided that next week we're going to listen to The Heat. Ooh, and maybe we should be doing Charman next week.
Oh, bring the fire, bring the flame.
Maybe we will do that. Next week, we are going to reveal the rap contest winner. We are going to listen to them live on the show, and we're going to pick a winner. And so that means you have... This is dropping on January 6th. What is Wednesday? What's the Wednesday?
So it'll be January 11th.
You need to get these in by January 10th. You got to. That's the hard, hard, hard cutoff.
Yes.
You're going to win the ice maker. You're going to win the tumbler from Tito's. And you're going to be a goddamn legend. That's all I can say. The beat is on our Linktree link, which is on every single one of our social media sites, I think, in the bio. Go to @tbashlive. Go to Instagram. You'll see the link. Boom. Click the link. You'll get the beat. Go to our Discord. You'll find the beat. Just go do it. You have a few more days before we listen to that heat and we crown a winner.
Yo, can you believe that we're going to have, I mean, there's going to be a not insignificant number of these. It's going to be a very exciting listen, and that we haven't listened to a one.
Yeah. And
besides
so,
our own.
And we, JoJo and I have figured out a way to listen to them live for the first time, honestly, without us hearing them. And don't worry. I got it covered. I got it covered. It's going to be magic.
Yes. And so if you submitted one and you want to join, that is a prime time to join the live stream. Come on over.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you in the chat if you are a contestant.
Absolutely. So that's happening. Did I have a... Oh, yeah. Mm. There's our boy.
Yes.
MC Quackers. Snackers, excuse me.
Mm.
The hotline's open.
Yes. 909-295-K Cafe.
If you call us in the next like 15 to 20 minutes at 909-295-CAFE, we might just play it on the air tonight. So that's something for you. Did I have anything else? Do you have anything else at T-Bash Live? I think that's it, right, JoJo?
I mean, I think that's, I had one other thing, another topic, but that's it.
Randy is saying here, high seltzer ep soon. That may need to be a long ep for them to kick in. That's a great suggestion. And we are working on something special for that episode. So Randy, yes, it is in the works. And Randy, if you have any experience with those, how long do they take to kick in? I also did see someone at a holiday party that was telling me that they love, it wasn't High Seltzer brand, it was a different brand, but they were saying they drink them
flight.
They drink them all the time and love them. So this is maybe a new era, so that's fun.
This really could be, yeah, if you, anyone, and also for any eagle-eyed viewers, the specialness of this episode has been teased in past episodes. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, we've teased it. I mean, I think, yeah, well, I don't want to tease anything else.
That's it. No, it's been teased.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, JoJo, should we get into it?
Let's do it.
All right. Tonight we are drinking Brooklyn Brewery Special Effects Non-Alcoholic Variety Pack. Oh, shit. Oh, by the way, Randy said probably give them 30 to 45 minutes, I would guess. You know what? That's great. We can maybe, we'll pop them at the top of the show.
Yeah, we'll get through business and then get down to business.
So, Brooklyn Brewery, been around for a minute now.
Sure.
Came out swinging with Brooklyn Lager a while back and have, boy, have they flourished as a brewery. So much so that we have a variety pack of four non-alcoholic beers. Holy crap.
It's serious. And they're all called Special Effects, which I find gives them all a little bit of a heady kind of hallucinogenic vibe that is an interesting take for your non-alcoholic space.
Now, do you think this is only their non-alcoholic beers? I'm going to go to their regular beers. Do you think that, oh no, it seems like they only name their non-alcoholic beer Special Effects.
Yes, but now, and it's also the only one that seems to have a variety pack that they're pimping out anyway.
So what's interesting also about this, do you feel like the word, the name Special Effects gives them almost like a little license for them to be shitty? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yes. That says more about what I think about the tastes of non-alcoholic beers so far. I try to be positive about these things. However, that's it. I think that they've been a little tough so far, and I still struggle to see when, if I was not drinking, when I would drink one.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what? I think we have found in the past, though, we have definitely have guests on that have explained that to us. And some people just enjoy these and don't, are, you know, for whatever reason, maybe that's, they don't true, drink anymore. Maybe they're taking a break from drinking. Maybe they just enjoy them. I think there is, obviously there's a huge market for these, which is really interesting. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So we have four different ones. There's the Hoppy Amber. Our original non-alcoholic brew, Hoppy Amber, is a smooth and flavorful brew with a classic lager taste. It tastes just like a regular beer, but therein lies its special effect. It's not. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. So isn't that the special effect of all of these?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Special effects. I hope they all are revealed like these are the Fantastic Four. Like we're going to learn about their powers. One is not a beer. What is the next one?
This is the IPA. We took the bright hop aroma and crisp citrus flavors of some of our favorite IPAs to the non-alcoholic world. We brewed it for drinkers everywhere who love all things hoppy, just without the high ABV. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that should be a pretty straight up IPA. Then we've got the pills. If you're craving clean, crisp refreshment, our Special Effects Variety Pack exclusive pills is the answer. So you can't get this any other way, which to me makes it sound like it's not going to be that good.
That is, yes.
Our non-alcoholic take on the world's most popular beer style makes any time the right time to share a Pils. Interesting. And last but not least, we have the Hazy IPA. We're bumping up the haze and pressing skip on the ABV to make this in-demand style even more accessible. Perfect for hop newcomers or haze experts. This special effects variety pack exclusive is a crowd favorite. So let's just be, okay. Or let me be, I don't want to bring you into this because you are, if anything, you're an optimist. I am kind of I'm not a pessimist, but
you're a truth seeker.
I'm just reading through the lines on all of these. And so out the gate, I'm like, the Pils and the Hazy IPA are going to be dog shit.
Yeah. Anybody's ever gotten a beer of the month club knows what a variety pack is for. They got to ship some shit.
They got to get them out. They got to get rid of them. They got to get rid of that inventory. They got to get rid of their mistakes. I'm guessing the Hoppy Amber will be okay. And I don't know. What? Let's just do this. What do you think the best one's going to be before
it's
we
gonna
dive
in? It's going to be the Hoppy Amber.
Okay. And the worst?
The Pils.
I'm going to say the IPA, straight up IPA, is going to be the best, and the Pils will be the worst.
Yeah.
Let go.
There's something about the IPAs that I'm almost going to feel, the only reason why I didn't pick them as the best or worst is I think it's going to be too much like a different strokes for different folks type of vibe.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure that either of them is going to shine or make me, especially as neither of us are like hardcore IPA people.
Right. True. But we're going to be harder. I'm going to be the hardest on a Pils because I like a Pils.
I like that.
Let's go. Oh, God. Here we go.
The palate. Fucking with our peanuts.
Palate. That's, I don't see any problem with that.
It's like a bar mix, you know?
Let's start with their initial friend to the party. Okay.
Okay.
To the dance. Let's go Hazy. Excuse me. Hoppy. Amber. I'm going to give this a little whiff here.
I love the color way on this one, as I'll call it. This, like, cornflower blue and yellow, you know?
That's not the one we're drinking, though.
Hoppy
Amber?
Oh,
yeah, it is. Jesus Christ. I didn't put on my glasses. I'm really struggling over here. That is a really nice colorway.
Oh,
interesting.
What are you getting on that nose? You got a nice head. It's popping up through the can.
Yeah, mine is too. It smells fine. I mean, I'm getting a lot of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's a dumb comment almost, but it's weird because I just tricked myself by smelling the Hazy IPA, which I was pleasantly surprised. There's a little spoiler alert on the smell. That this one is like letting me down. But let's go. Let's dive into this one.
No. What is that? A little brown sugar. A little something there. A little soap.
Definitely the soap on the head. There's something metallic about this one to me.
Yeah. You ever had a Chardonnay that's like finished in the metal, not in a cask. It's finished in whatever they call it, like a steel.
I have still.
It makes them very clean instead of that oaky buttery thing that some people don't like about a Chardonnay. But I find it to be a little too clean and a little bit lacking in personality. You know, it doesn't, a little cold.
Yeah.
And that metallic taste, that's present here. Okay. And Jerp Pin came here to say balls. That is all. So I wanted to shout them out.
Yeah. Shout out Jerp. This is what is so interesting about these NA beers is this really does taste like a beer. And there is almost like, this is missing something where I don't feel like always a lot of these really can dupe you to think, if someone gave this to me and like, this is a real beer, I'd believe them. I wouldn't be like, this is non-alcoholic.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's got a little bit of bitterness, but there is that sugariness to it that the more I sip on it, the better it's getting. I got to say that too. I think I would drink like a third of these cans to really get to know them.
I would agree with what you're saying there.
Okay.
Okay.
Has a little bit of a tea flavor also. Okay.
Where do we go next? I feel like the IPA should be back to back, and then maybe we save the pills for the end.
Okay. I love that. You want to get into that hazy since you already cracked it, or you want to start with the classic?
You know what? Let's do that. I might eat a chip real quick to palate cleanse. Is that crazy?
I only have one chip, though. And it's super spicy. Just kidding. I have a crappy mixture of semi-stale Cheez-Its and peanuts that I have in front of me that I'll keep snacking on.
Did you make that mixture yourself?
Oh, you better believe I did. I'm a wizard.
Regular
in
peanuts
kitchen.
In there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hazy IPA, take a smell on this.
Okay.
Ooh, it's not as much of a smell as when I first cracked it, though. Ooh. I'll tell you that much.
I like this Hulk green and purple also.
God damn it. Am I doing the wrong one now?
Dude. Hazy? Which one did you...
Oh, yeah, it is purple. Sorry. I'm losing my goddamn mind over here. Okay, I just got to dive in because I'm not getting much on the nose anymore.
Huh. Blarb. Okay.
Ooh, boy. No, 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 no.
This is variety pack only, baby.
Shit. Wait.
Yo, this
there's
one...
something like off about... There's something... I'm going to find the word.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Take you search time. For the word, too, but there is something... That the descriptor is not going to be anything about taste. No. It's going to be like an object or something. Like,
oh, an object.
What is it?
Wait.
It's not Port Authority, but.
Huh.
It.
I'm Port Authority. Okay. Yes. No. Can I give one?
Yes.
Oh, I almost said barnyard, but I don't think that's what it is. No, I'm going to say dog food.
Okay, hold on.
Or maybe duck pen. It doesn't taste... this one also feels flatter than the first. Am
smoother.
I wrong there?
I'd call it smoother almost, but yeah, I feel you.
It doesn't... We usually do have a hazy IPA in the fridge these days. Coco really enjoys them. Now, and I'll drink them because I think they're pretty smooth and good.
This ain't that, right?
This ain't that. It is a far cry from the yumminess. And like, yeah, they're all, every IPA, if it's hops, it's like, these do make you burp though. It's like floral and bright, and sometimes that bitter and soapiness or the pine and all that stuff can come through. This thing really does taste to me like wet hay.
Yeah, it is.
And there's something savory in there that I'm not liking.
Listen to this, though. When you say, I'm with you on like the hay stuff, but there's also something so metallic like ooh, the table at the vet office.
Okay.
You yes. know what I mean? Like, yes. Maybe this is like, this is okay. like the vet at the, in the country, right?
Okay.
And there is like a, you know, they can look at horses here. They have those accommodations at this place.
Oh, okay. This
but
is
there
not
is
your
like
small
a mixture
animal hospital.
Of like animal and like cleaning products together and that metallic table, all that together.
Maybe somebody's wiping down that table after every animal visit, but they also have that. They also got their cook going underneath it. They got their mash stewing, and that's and some of it's getting in there. That makes sense to me.
All right, let's go to the regular
a real country kitchen. Okay,
now again, reading between the lines, this should be better than the hazy.
Sure.
This seems to be in rotation, we believe. Not a variety pack thing. Okay.
Okay. Now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This one didn't have much on the nose for me. Have I lost my smell?
I don't think this is where to test it. Well, this had a nice fizz when it crackled it. Okay. This has a similar smell.
Oh, God. You can't even judge by first taste, though, because all of these have been weird.
Yeah.
Give it a couple. It's first taste was not good.
My first taste tasted like absolutely nothing at all. I got no notes.
I'm getting the citrus note. I am getting that a slight hint of that IPA citrus thing.
Yeah, this has a touch of the bitterness, but I think that's actually pretty solid. It's kind of,
this ain't bad.
No, and a listener had brought up hop water as a thing.
What's that?
It's going around. It's another non-alcoholic offering. I've seen it. Like Lagunitas makes it. This one already is reminding me of the Lagunitas. I'm slurring my words as though these are real IPAs, as the Lagunitas non-alcoholic IPA that we taste tested when we did the flight of NA IPAs. And that was my favorite of the bunch, because to me it tasted like an IPA seltzer. And gotcha. I could see, I think I even said this then, I could see reaching for one of these if it's at a barbecue and it's maybe just a little early in the day, you know, or you got some business you got to do later on. Mm-hmm. Or you don't want that full heft of the 8% double IPA.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm ripping over here. The burps are very IPA forward.
Mm. This ain't bad, though. I'm not into IPAs. Mm-hmm. So me just saying it's not bad.
Yep.
Is just like, I actually think this is a good, if not great, non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
But not my thing, because I'm not an IPA guy, but yeah. All right, let's go to the pills.
Kim Sheeran in the chat asking, are they chilled enough? I will say yes.
Yeah, mine are pretty chilled.
Yes, Roro dropped these off to me yesterday, probably about 3 or 4 o'clock, and I put them straight in the fridge then. So we're at well over 24 hours, and that to me is the line. Is that you got to have them at least 24 hours. I remember back in the day we learned that a carbonated beverage, when it heats up, the bubbles will hang out at the top. And so when you want them to resettle down into the can, it has to be really fully chilled. And they do say, like, I think it was like a 12 to 24 hour period. Love you got to give them some good time to make sure you get a fizz too.
All right. Last of the bunch, the special effect pills.
I'm enjoying this. I think this IPA is without spoiling, it's leading the pack for me right now. It's pretty refreshing.
Okay. The pills.
You know something?
Hmm.
I'm going to say this before I even taste the pills. The IPA kind of tastes like a pilsner, like a beer.
Nah, not for me.
It's got a little, it's like that just crispy, tiny bit of bitter. You know what I mean?
It tastes like an IPA or a wannabe IPA. I think you're wrong. All right, Pilsner time. Here we go.
Okay, this one smells like beer and pee-pee a little bit.
Oh, interesting. Ooh, my eye's twitching.
Related?
That was weird.
Oh.
Ooh!
Okay. Huh. I have to say, not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Look, this one would fool you. This is the one that would make you question whether it's real. If you were like, I'm not drinking, and someone throws you a can of this and you crack it open, I think you'd double check the label. I think you'd be a little bit freaked out.
That's interesting. Okay, let me do that again. Yeah, there's something.
If you just tell someone, you're like at a barbecue and you're like, no, there's a long history of alcoholism in my family. I don't drink. And they're like, here you go. And you took a sip. You'd be like, you really fucked me on this one.
I want you to, do you have one more of these? Did I give you the Doublés?
I didn't chill them.
Well, I don't need this to happen now. I almost do feel like
But yes,
I'm really curious how this goes up against like a Bud Light or a Budweiser.
A Budweiser open right now.
Oh, you do have it open right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, take a sip of a Budweiser just to like paint a picture of what is the difference going on. What is the note that's missing? Because I know what you're saying. It does seem real, but it's like smoother. What changes?
All right. I mean, there's alcohol. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, this is kind of right. This gets into like the fake meat. I have a vegan friend. We went and got coffee. She ordered an oat milk latte and was convinced it was regular milk. But I was like, it's not. They're telling you it's not. But she kept second guessing it. And I was like, don't be mad that it tastes like the thing you hope it tastes like. You know, that it's still, that if they're telling you it's not, no one's trying to fool you. It just happened to be good. But I also think like when you get used to that flavor, you forget about, you know, what the real thing, quote unquote, tastes like.
But is there an instant, when you have the Budweiser, is there an instant thing that separates it from all four of these? Yeah. And if so, what is that thing?
Mm. Yeah, it's harder to swallow. You know, I do think it's like the hit of alcohol is like a little bit tougher to, to drink. It would be interesting to like, I think what might be fun, I don't know if this is actually fun, but like if you put it in a, like, let's say you mix it into like a game of beer pong or something. Mm-hmm. Would you immediately be like, get, this is cheating, it's water? Or would you be like, all right, this is, especially I think like a Bud Light. I think you'd want it, or like a Michelob Ultra, you know, something with like, but I think it's just the alcohol, like, and a Budweiser specifically is tasting kind of, you know, it tastes pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's not. It's that sweet, but like kind of rot. It's the fermented stuff. It's like tasting a rotten banana.
Yeah.
For like to make banana bread with instead of a fresh banana.
I feel you.
It's a little more pungent and all that stuff.
Mm. All right. I'm going to circle back on a couple of these before we kind of rate them.
But boy.
Which one has the staying power? Like, I'll tell you which one it's not.
Mm-hmm.
The hazy IPA is just, it's just kind of weak.
Yeah. Yum.
It doesn't have a personality.
And
gosh, they're all kind of blending together, to be honest now, though.
They are. I think I can rate, though.
Oh, wow.
God.
Oh, gross.
I know which one grossed you out.
Tell me.
The Hoppy Amber.
Yeah, why? that really got me. Like, I had a bad sip, like, almost like a barf kind of feeling. I'm not going back to that one.
Yeah, going back to it again, it's pretty funky. It kind of reminds me of that thing we drank with Romy on her episode. It's got a little of that, like, barley tea or whatever it is. It's like brown sugar, molasses-y. And then also bitter. There's probably hops in that too.
Oh, God.
Okay. Zesty.
All right. I know exactly how these are rated for me.
Okay. What you got?
I'm so sorry, but I think it's appropriate on this show.
It does feel right.
Bottom of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hoppy? Just because at the end, the hoppy amber, it really messed with me. So I have to throw it under the bus. In third place, I'm going to do the hazy IPA.
Okay.
In second place, I'm going to do the pills. Okay. And in first place, I'm going to do the IPA.
Woo! Awesome. I think I'm pretty close to you. I swapped one, but it's pretty arbitrary. I have the hazy at the bottom.
Okay.
And then I have the pills number three.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And that was what I was calling out. Then I have the hoppy amber number two. And also the IPA at number one. And the only reason I put the pills at number three, even though I said that's the one that could fool you, is that what I do think is if you're a non-alcoholic beer drinker, the hoppy and the IPA are the most interesting. And you might not like the hoppy amber. I think it's pretty good. It is weird, though. It's kind of a wild flavor. It's the one that has the most, like, variation as you drink it and stuff. But the IPA is, like, it's just, like, a solid entry. It just feels like the kind of textbook for, I don't know, everything that you'd want. But I do remember when we had a guest do when we did our non-alcoholic flight, a lot of people seem to, you know, who do actively drink them are looking for, you know what? I saw Chris Farron out at a holiday party and he was drinking an Athletic Brewing.
Oh yeah.
Non-alcoholic IPA from the bar. Yeah. And I remember that one being a little funky to me. And so anyway, I think that if you're out there drinking it and you want something to slow sip on, it might be good to have one that's a little bit weird because it might take you a little bit longer to drink too.
Yeah.
Even though they're non-alcoholic, they're not calorie-free. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest with you. This is the gassiest I've been.
So gassy.
On an episode, I think. Like, I feel really crazy all of a sudden.
And some sips of this hoppy amber are delicious.
No. I can't. I literally can't go back. I actually think I'm done sipping all of them.
Cracklin' like, Oat Bran.
What? Why?
You ever had that cereal?
Cracklin' Oat Bran? No.
Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Set you free?
It could.
It's not Cracklin' Bran Oat Bran Flakes.
No, but it's made of bran. It would probably probably make you poo-poo. But I think that this is the closest. It's the closest analog to Hoppy Amber is Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Please stop.
Kellogg's cereal.
Just please stop. Whew. All right, we got to move on. Let's get to one of my favorite segments of the show.
Oh, okay.
Please. And that is a segment we like to call
Brian's Questions.
Oh, each week we tackle a question from my brother-in-law, Brian. He sent us 100. We got through that 100. Now we're chipping away at the next 100. And this week's question is... Boom.
What happened to Tang?
Ooh. Is it gone?
I don't
We definitely
think
did it on the show before.
Right.
Is did it the pandemic it's not gone? Kill it? I'm going on Amazon right
Let's
now.
Let's look it up right now.
Amazon.com.
Can you Tang. Instacart it?
Tang. Oh, it's around, baby.
Tang.
Ooh, but it's
Aerosmith
very
should do a Tang
expensive.
Jingle. Tang is my favorite flavor.
Oh, they've even gotten into the liquid concentrate game.
I think we had it.
We got to keep your eyes
on the episode. eBay, Tang, and Tang. No, Walmart's. I see. Interesting.
Does like Vons have it though?
I'm having a hard time here, actually.
Hold on.
Yeah, maybe. DoorDash. You can get it from Vons for $6.95.
Well, oh wait, it's at Target in stock. Brian, nothing happened to Tang.
No.
And it's great. I love me some Tang.
I think the only thing that happened to Tang is it just moved down the shelves. And I think it's probably, like when we did the Kool-Aid episode, it's kind of hard to find just regular-ass Kool-Aid mix some places because there's so much stuff. Like there's everything is everything flavored. And so to find the one brand that only makes one thing on the shelf, it's tougher to locate. And I think that's all that happened. It just by staying solid in its lane, and it's a little old-timey.
Yeah, it is. It is like, how long does Tang last? I think that's almost what I'm getting from this question, because it's not forever, is it?
Or is it? Why not?
At this point, it's an iconic brand drink from an era of yesteryear. One of the first of these kind of powdered drinks, you know, I think of it in the same boat as OG Kool-Aid and like Country Time Lemonade. But sure. I even think it might have preceded
Hawaiian
that.
Punch, you know, like it's all in there with those. Yeah, it might have been the first. And it's like.
Yes, exactly.
I don't see it going away because it's orange flavored. And let's say, I don't know, it becomes harder to grow oranges on the planet. It might give a little nostalgia for orange flavor by having it in powdered form. Or maybe like SpaceX does go to Mars and they bring a different beverage and it's acai berry powder flavor.
Right.
Okay.
This did famously go, was it to the moon?
Went to the moon, right? The Tang is like the official drink of NASA. I think that's where it started.
Buzz Aldrin in 2013.
The original Buzzball.
Said Tang sucks. I don't know why you got to come for Tang that like later, Buzz. Like you drank Tang, you know, on these historic missions.
Yeah.
Why are you coming for Tang?
I mean, maybe he would have rather had a Budweiser. But look, man, it's what you had. You might be sick of it. Nobody asked him about astronaut ice cream in the same interview, I bet.
Can I give you a crazy tidbit fact?
Of course.
The creator of Tang, Willie Mae Mitchell, also invented Pop Rocks and Cool Whip.
Yeah, we answered that question from Brian 2 weeks ago.
Jesus Christ. I need to... Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is crazy.
Mm.
Is this podcast just like... Have we just been doing this so they're going to show me these videos when I'm old to like make me be like, this was inevitable, just so you know.
Yeah, there's a graph. We can mark your decline over the last 7 years.
Holy shit.
Memory loss is hilarious. Do you think that if there is a competitor to Tang from SpaceX, do you think it just brings up some Tang nostalgia and it just stays in place? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. I really do. Can I give you one other crazy thing, though? In the Middle East, more than half of Tang's annual sales occur in just 6 weeks around Ramadan.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if the orange is a particular... least significant thing or what the deal is with that.
If any Muslim listeners
or folks who might have a little more insight into Ramadan, that would be fascinating to know. If I thought you were going to say that we should do the Brooklyn Lager special effects non-alcoholic beer variety pack sometime.
Jesus Christ. I got to give you one more fact. In June 2011, Kraft Foods announced that Tang had become its 12th billion-dollar brand, with global sales nearly doubling since 2006.
Whoa.
So I would love to know what those numbers are now, if that's cooled at all, or if, like, this is still banging globally. Is Tang banging?
Are we banging for Tang? I think, and... Does the world bang for Tang? Does the globe basically just an orange? Are we all living on it? Buzz, you tell us. You've been to space. You've looked at it.
Okay, I think we've tackled that. I have one other question before we wrap up tonight.
Okay.
We got that email. Someone solicited us to come on the show. Something about like rainwater seltzer or something. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Do we do that?
We brought this up not
in the past.
We've talked about this stuff, this kind of thing. When people ask to come on the show, should we do it?
You want me to read the email so maybe the listeners can weigh in, or we can just figure this out together real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can get in here. They followed up. Okay.
Oh.
Should I do the first or second email? Probably the first.
Okay.
Hi, Andy and JoJo. Would have been nice if they said Roro. Mm-hmm.
Or do they even listen?
Consumer Reports have identified measurable levels of PFAS chemicals in over 40 bottled water brands. That's the first sentence. One study revealed that over 40 sparkling water brands, especially Coca-Cola brand Topo Chico, had significantly higher levels of toxic chemicals than still water. Doesn't it seem weird that that's the opener? Why not? Yeah. Hi, Andy and JoJo.
Hi, Roro and JoJo.
Big fan of the show, or like, or mm-hmm. I see you guys have a beverage podcast. Then it goes on. Sorry. I represent Richard's Rainwater, the first rainwater ever to be approved for human consumption by the FDA and the only nationally distributed, truly renewable, sustainable bottled water. Richard's is the only sparkling water in the world with zero chemicals or additives and super long lasting bubbles. I am intrigued by that sentence.
Super long lasting. What does that mean? Fizzy lifting drink? Is that what we're talking about now?
Using only ice cold temperatures and pressure. Richard's has found the cleanest formula for not only sparkling water, but for still water collections as well, with every drop 100% rainwater. We'd love to prove that you can truly taste the difference. We'll even blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're even suggesting a shootout between Topo Chico and Richard's Rainwater to do a taste test. Would you like to do a taste test on the podcast? I think so.
I mean, yeah, I do. And I kind of want to ask this guy questions because I want to know, like, how are other people making it? You know, because Topo Chico, I think, is also a weird one to take shots at because it's from a mineral spring.
Okay, wait. Can I give you the follow-up email?
Yeah.
This is all kind of, I don't think I've read these as carefully. Or no, I probably I did and just forgot. I wanted to check in regarding the potential for a discussion on Richard's Rainwater.
Mm.
I have sustainability director Serena and CEO Taylor available for interviews.
Both?
As well. They would inspire your audience with insightful facts on the cleaner method of Richard's Rainwater and how the perfect mixer for mocktails this January. Here's our annual water quality report that was just released for 2022. Would you like to set up a time to chat or do the taste test on the podcast?
That's what happens. We don't have a guest. We just read our emails. Finally, look, there is, I think we should do this. I'm very interested now. And sure, I'll take their mocktail recipes. I don't know.
I'm going to pull up the look of this. Wait. Was the email just up on the screen the whole time?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Say hello to the water of tomorrow. I mean, that's assuming that you're banking on the rain. I like the packaging though.
On the rain. Yeah, I like the packaging.
It was falling.
Anybody whose name is Richard, which we all know means Dick.
Tank Town.
Who's headed to Tank Town. Who names their product after themselves. It's a lot of risk, I'm saying, putting your Richardness out there.
I don't know. He fell in love with rainwater when he installed a whole house collection system in his own home in 94. Richard continued his education to receive 34 certificates that helped him reshape rainwater consumption laws.
Can't wait to interview this guy and be like, we already read the blurb on your website. I think we're good there.
But they didn't offer him to come on the show. Do I write back, taste test, yes. As far as interviews go,
Richard only, yes. And Randy is right in the chat, hanging tough, says you should set up a blind taste test with them doing it too and see if they can tell which is better. I agree. Could not agree more. And I think we control it. They send us Richard Rainwater. And because I want to make sure it is truly like a blind taste test.
But then it looks like it's a Whole Foods play in LA.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. I got to say, we get these emails from time to time, and usually it's like a very obvious, like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
This one, I'm very intrigued. I'm intrigued. I think we write them back, JoJo.
We should. And I will say it only in this episode. We won't replay this as a clip for them, but it is idiotic to call rainwater the drink of tomorrow when it is a thing that especially a lot of like islands populations really subsist on. They still act if they don't have many sources of limited freshwater resources to their names. They need to use rainwater. Like that's just what they've been drinking the whole time they've been there. So like, it is a weird thing to go. And I mean, really probably for all human history, people have been collecting and drinking rainwater, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow too.
I love it. Well, JoJo was great. Kicking the year off with you.
Always.
Again, thank you for all the holiday goodies. I'm so excited for all this stuff. And next week, rap battle. It's on.
Absolutely.
It is on.
And I got to shout out Rachel for doing our New Year's video.
We
do wish you
all
a happy New Year's. If you got beverage resolutions, make sure you call and tell us all about them at 909-295-CAFE.
CAFE. All right, gang. We'll see you next week for the rap battle extravaganza. It's happening.
It sure is.
And all on right, that y'all. Note,
go fuck yourself.